Rashi, why do we find, the Gemara is now raising the question, how do we find any source in a Chumash to say that this language in the Bracha of Ner Chanukah, God commanded us? Where did God himself command us? There's no Pasuk in Chumash, there's no Pasuk in Navi. It's a pure rabbinic construct. So how do we say a blessing of Tzivanu? God commanded us. Rav says a low tasse. The Pasuk says, Lotasa, Rashi quotes, Lotasa min adava shagidu lucha, yom nismo. Do not swerve from any matter which the rabbis tell you. So it's a Pasuk in Chumash, in the parash of Zakin Mamre, of a rebellious scholar. Torah prohibits us not to listen to the rules of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Any ruling of Sanhedrin HaGadol has to be followed. There's a lotase. So since the Rabbanon Sanhedrin HaGadol created the mitzvah of Chanukah, so there's a pasuk that we have to listen. Because we don't, we violate lotasur. That's what it seems to say.
If so we make a profile on the lack of transgression of the
That's a good question. How do you make still? You never make a bracha for not violating a low tassay. So what is his answer? I'll talk about it in a second. Reb Nechemya says a different pasuk. This pasuk is already in Nevi'im. It's not even in Chumash. Sha'al avicha v'yageitcha skeinecha v'yomulcha. That's in the pasuk in Chumash. That's in Chumash. Sha'al avicha v'yageitcha skeinecha v'yomulcha.
Hazina.
It's part of Pasha Hazina, right? Listen to your father, listen to your scholars. Scholars will tell you what to do. So that's saying you should listen to them. This is more positive. Okay, so now let's understand these two Lashonos here.
That's in Devarim then?
Yeah, that's in Devarim. Perek Lamed Beis.
What does it mean by Lotasur?
Lotasur, don't swerve, don't go away from what they told you.
It's not only Lotas, it's also Aset, it's called
Bershay. Yeah, the beginning of that pasuk says, Al pi atzova asher yaruha, v'al ha-mishpat asher yomu lucha ta'aseh, so it says, yeah, right, it says in the beginning of that pasuk, you should listen to them.
So it should quote that part of the pasuk.
Tase. So why does he quote the Lo Tasu? Should he quote the beginning?
That's referring to Lo Tasu, referring to the Sanhedrin?
Yes. So it's a very funny thing. I don't know, I have to start from the other end and then work ourselves back to the Gemara. The Gemara is really, it's puzzling. It's a puzzling Gemara. There's a huge machlokas between Rambam and Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam in Shorash Rishon. First, Rambam has, 14 Shorashim, 14 chapters introducing his count of 613 mitzvahs. So in the very first shorash, in the very first chapter, he discusses, do you count mitzvahs derabbanon in the 613 mitzvahs? Because an earlier counter of mitzvahs, the Baal Halachos Gedolot, had counted Chanukah and Purim and a few other mitzvahs derabbanon, like washing the Tilas Yadayim, making an Eruv. In the Erev, Baal Halachos Gedolos had counted, there were seven mitzvahs to Rabbana that mentioned by people who can't look at these things. There's Chanukah, there's Purim, there's Netilas Yadayim, there's making an Erev Tachumim, Erev Tavshilin. I forgot what the other two are. So there's seven mitzvahs to Rabbana. So the Baal Halachos Gedolos in this count is 613. He counts different mitzvahs to Rabbanon.
Who is the Rabbanon?
Right. So the Rambam, in his first chapter, he has a huge critique and disagreement with the Baha'i. He says it's ridiculous to count mitzvahs to Rabbanan, 613 mitzvahs that the Gemara says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Moshe taught us Torah 611. Gematria of Torah 611. And two, we heard from Hashem himself, Anochi and Lo Yilcha, Kadosh Baruch himself told us. So, 2 plus 611. So, how can you say that the 611 is Hanukkah? Moshe Rabbeinu knew about Hanukkah. Moshe Rabbeinu knew about Purim. That's the Rambam's Kasha. So, the Ramban, in his very, very long discussion there, his comments on the Rambam. Ramban says, I can't understand the Rambam. He himself is he had the answer to his own question in his own Mishneh Torah.
Because
the Mishneh Torah, in Sefer Mishneh Torah, the fat Rambam, Halacha, in Hilchos Mammon, in the law of rebellious scholars, there the Rambam says that if Sanhedrin HaGadol issues a decree and a ruling, every person must listen to them, not only when they issue a decree about mitzvahs d'oraisa, but even if they issue a decree concerning takanot, gezeirot, minhagim, any decree that they say a person should do, they say listen to some takana, like washing your hands before you eat bread, or gezeirah, they say don't carry muktzah on Shabbos, or minhag, they say, do the minhag of walking around with the arava 7 times on Hoshana Rabbah, waving it. Whatever they tell us to do, a takana, a gezeira, a minhag, if you don't listen to them, the Rambam says you violate the lav d'oraisa lo tasua kol hashem yerucha. So the Rambam says that there's an obligation d'oraisa in the pasuk of lo tasua. And also the beginning of the pasuk, we are saying, "Kol Hashayru Chotase." Kol Hashayom Luchotase. So there's an asein, there's a lo tase deraisa. The Rambam says,
"It's asein."
Hashayom Luchotase. So there's a mitzvah deraisa to listen to the rulings of a Sanhedrin Gadol. So if I, let's say, light Hanukkah candles, I get the mitzvah Hashayom Luchotase. If I eat bread without washing my hands, I violate the lo taseh, lo tasur mikol hashem yerucha. So basically there's no such thing as a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The mitzvah d'rabbanan is converted into a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's what the Rambam paskens in Mishneh Torah. So how can the Rambam attack the halachas gedolos for counting d'rabbanan in the 613? They are d'oraisa. Why am I listening to them? Because the Torah told me to listen to them. We didn't have a coup d'etat that the rabbis imposed themselves on the Jewish people, like an Ayatollah in Iran with an army. The Torah told us to do it, so we listen to the Torah when we listen to the Rabbanim. It's not a rabbinic coup d'etat, rabbinic, they didn't take over the Jews, like I think some Reform or the Christians claim. No, the rabbis are just following what the Torah told us to do. So the Ramban says, how can the Rambam get so annoyed with the Bahag for counting the Rabbanon mitzvos in the 613? They are the rice. He himself said they're the rice. So the Ramban says that personally, Ramban with a nun now. So he says his opinion is that the Rambam is wrong in Mishneh Torah. His opinion is that if a person fulfills, that it's not true that there's a lo taseh, lo tasur, or an asay Hashem lechotaseh on everything which the rabbis told us to do. He said it's not correct. It's only a Zokin Mamre. You have a scholar. He makes a whole big revolt against the Sanhedrin. He wants people not to listen to them. but he decided to make an issue about a takana d'rabbanon. The rabbi said, let's say, you have to wash your hands until you're dying for bread. He wants to get rid of that takana. So he goes out and he preaches, and he has a rebellious bezdin. He makes his own court, and they say, don't wash your hands. So he's rebelling against them. And then the rabbanon matter, the rabbanon takana. Then there's a lo sasu, called a sheyuch. But if plain little private citizen, little Joe Blow, he decides he washes when he feels like it. But a lot of times he eats bread without washing his hands. He doesn't violate the lo tasu, the Ramban says. The lo tasu, the prohibition, the raisa, is only for someone as a zogin lam.
How do we know this is so?
Ramban says, he says we only mind it because the pasuk is talking about a zakin lam. The pasuk is not talking about a private citizen. Yes, so then Ramban leaves us with a huge gap. Why should we, you, we're not zakin lam, we're just plain people. Why should we listen to what they tell us? If the Torah doesn't tell us to do it, so why should we do it? So it's basically. So the Ramban says he doesn't like the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. It's much too extreme to give every Rabbanon an Asena. Look, Ramban says in his critique, he says, it's very long. He says, according to the Rambam, someone who violates and this is the Rabbanon is doing a bigger Avera than many Averas Deraisa. Let's say a person refuses to eat matzah on Pesach. So what did he violate? An Asay. Be'er tochu matzah. He doesn't violate a lot of Asay. Someone who eats bread without washing his hands will violate an Asay and a lot of Asay. He'll violate Hashem Lachotaseh and Lotasa Makola She'erucha, a lot of Asay.
Every time you violate
the Rabbanon,
you get two.
Right. Every time you violate the, you're violating two mitzvahs deraisa. So that turns out that mitzvahs deraisa are much more serious. The averus deraisa turn out to be much more serious than many assays of the Torah. We have 248 mitzvahs assay in the Torah. Tefillin, tzitzis, matzah. So according to the Rambam, doing a mitzvah to Rabbanon turns out to be more important than doing a mitzvah to Raisa. Because if I don't listen to what the Rabbanon tell me to do, I don't light Hanukkah candles, I'm going to get two Averis to Raisa. But if I don't put on tefillin, I only violate one Isser Asay to Raisa. So you mean to tell me that Hanukkah candles is more important than putting on tefillin? That's Ramban's argument. How can the Rambam say that every mitzvah to Rabbanon is backed by two mitzvahs to Raisa? Hashem Rechotase and Lotosa Mekola Sheyerucha, because he's creating an incredible situation that a mitzvah d'Rabbanon has more weight with the Raisa than a mitzvah d'Raisa itself. And the Gemara always says the Rabbanon Hikilu. The Gemara many hundreds of times says that in mitzvahs and dinim Rabbanon there are kulos. For example, we say Sofik Daraisa L'chumra, Sofik Rabbanon L'kula. Rather, Sofik, whether something is Mutarasa Midaraisa, it's supposed to be Machmir. Something is Mutarasa Midrabbanon, be Mekel. Why? Every Sofik Rabbanon is a Sofik Daraisa. More serious than a simple Daraisa. It's an Asay plus a Lotase. This is the Ramban's kashas. Therefore, the Ramban says you have to reject the Ramban's Mishnah Torah that every mitzvah of Rabbanon has two derisas behind it, because that leads to an incredible, paradoxical situation.
What was the
reason? If you come down to Rabbanon, there'd be more chomer than a derisa.
Should you get malchus also? Does the Ramban just
try
to suggest that?
Then that would also be a point. Why doesn't he give everybody violated Rabbanon malchus? So what does the Rambam do with all of these questions?
The Rambam
therefore rejects Rambam.
What does the Rambam say in the Bahag?
So Rambam says the Bahag is wrong, that he agrees.
The Rambam agrees that the Bahag is wrong.
Yeah. Ramban says the Bahag is wrong out, but he does give some, I'll tell you how he tries to explain the Bahag. He says, he personally says the Bahag is wrong. You should not count the Rabbanon mitzvahs in the 613. And the Rambam is also wrong, because you cannot give mitzvahs to Rabbanon on the backing of an Aseh and a Lotan Seh, the Raisa. So, according to the Ramban, how do you explain our Gemara? The Gemara says, Heichan Tzivanu, Melo Tosso. The Gemara says, you say, Yivroch HaShek HaShem HaMitzvah Sovet Tzivanu, La'alik Ne'a Shulchanaka, and the Gemara calls the Pasuk Deraisa. So the Ramban says that the Pasuk Deraisa only refers to a Zakin Mamre, someone who actually goes to the Sanhedrin HaGadol and he defies them. So he's a rebellious scholar, so if he defies them on a rabbinic level, it's also considered Hamra, it's considered to be a defiance which is punishable by death for being a Zakat Mamre, but that's the only case. But what do you do with the Gemara? Our Gemara says here in the Sechta Shabbos that Shekhet Shana v'mitzvos of v'tzivanu, God commanded us to la'amit ne'eshol chanukah. It says the favorite style of tzivanu la'amit ne'eshol chanukah, and the pasuk is lo tasur. Rabotai, it's a very, very, very puzzling situation. So let me just tell you what the Rav said. I don't know what other people say, but I'll tell you what the Rav said. There are a lot of questions. And the Rambam and Ramban, I suggest that you, actually, it's a wonderful thing to learn, Shorash Rishon. You should learn it. You have a vacation coming up. Take out the Sefer Mitzvos of the Rambam and read the whole Ramban and the whole Ramban. It's beautiful. So let's see what the Rav say. Rabbi Soloveitchik, I mean, he came up with an approach. And I don't know if others have ever thought of what he said, but he says something very interesting. Really, he's working
with the Ramban?
Well, but he says works for everybody.
Okay,
because if there's puzzles on both sides, right? There's troubles on every side. But he says it's like this. The Rabbi Soloveitchik says the following very, very interesting idea. I can turn off the steam because it's putting everybody to sleep. We have a fresh air, we'll wake up. He says it's following. He says, he's coming in from left field, okay? Put this discussion aside, now Rabbi Soloveitchik is talking. He wants to ask the following question. When I learn, we learn that two blats Gemara about Mitzvah Chanukah. We spend a month, let's say 4 weeks, 5 weeks learning it. Before that, we spend a month, 6 weeks, whatever, learning about Hotzah, carrying on Shabbos. The Issa of Hotzah on Shabbos. Now, the Issa of Hotzah on Shabbos is an Issa of Deraisa. It says in the Chumash, you're not supposed to do work on Shabbos. There's even a pasuk about not to carry Al Yetish Mim Komo. So that's clear. We were learning about it. It's in Deraisa. Shus Rabim, Shus Yochid, Akira, Hanocha, right? Shnaim Shasu. We're learning Halachas Deraisa. Then we spent a month learning Halachas Derabbanan. All the dinim of Chanukah. In Hilchas Talmud Torah, in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, v'shinantam v'benecha, v'imadatam otam es b'necham, well, we makayim a mitzvah deraisa for 6 weeks of Talmud Torah, because we learned Hilchas Shabbos, and then we were makayim a mitzvah Talmud Torah derabbanan, we were learning Hilchas Chanukah. But the first 6 weeks we were doing a mitzvah deraisa of Talmud Torah. And the last 4 weeks we were only doing a mitzvah derabbanan. But Talmud deraisa, we weren't doing any Talmud Torah at all for 4 weeks. We're basically the deraisa just shooting the breeze, as they say. Talking about things which don't mean anything with deraisa. Chanukah has nothing to do with the Torah. So it's a rabbinic enactment. So the Talmud Torah of Chanukah will also be derabbanan. Or no. Is the study of mitzvahs derabbanan, Talmud Torah deraisa. That was the Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav Shaila. When I study mitzvahs derabbanan, am I being mekayim a mitzvah of Talmud Torah derabbanan, or am I mekayim a mitzvah of Talmud Torah deraisa? Taras Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. So what about studying mitzvahs to Rabbanan? Is that part of Taras Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh? Was that a creation that Rabbanan created on their own? It has nothing to do with the Torah of Hashem Yisbarach. Not God's Torah. It's a new thing. Is it part of Torah Shabbat Peh? The Raisa? Or is it a rabbinic thing?
I'm saying it.
Is it or isn't it? It is. Yes or no? You say it's the same. You say it's different.
It's Torah Shabbat Peh for a lower level.
Not the Raisa. You say.
I think I should give him the power to do so. He made something. The rest, like not with the rest, but given the power to change something, they can make something that we want like the rest.
You're saying it is or it's not? It is. Talmud Torah D'Raisa. And what are you saying?
Of course it is, because if we said, you know, Torah Rabba Shemayni, so.
You're saying it's Talmud Torah D'Raisa.
Right, because then how are you going to know to live the Torah? If we're told that it's Rabba Shemayni, it's a narrow hand, so how are you going to know how to live the Torah if you don't live the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan
okay,
the
good. And what do you say, Daniel?
You say
Birchas
Torah on.
Talmud, the Torah to Rabban.
That's the right
to
the
Talmud. But. You say it mitzvah Birchas Torah when you study the laws of Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
That makes it very difficult, to differentiate, because even in Yitzhak HaShabbos, the minute you use the word karmelis, which is a rabbinic concept, you're now delving into Rabbanan. But does the Rabbanan, is it explaining the deraisa, or is it somehow a separate thing? So it's very hard to.
Okay, so Rabbi Soloveitchik said the following. The Rav said it, and since he's my great Rebbe, and through me is your great Rebbe, we will accept what he says.
He said that
it's definitely Torah D'Raisa. It's the same level of Torah as Mitzvah D'Raisa when you would study all halachas D'Rabbanan, all discussions concerning Dinim D'Rabbanan. It's absolutely, completely, fully Torah Hashem Tamima, Meshivas Nafesh. It's complete Torah D'Raisa. Torah Shebal Peh, of course, it's not Torah Shebal Sam, but it's the same Torah Shebal Peh as discussing Shusha Rabbi, Mishusha Yochid, Tzias HaShabbos, Shnaim Shein Abba. It's exactly the Torah D'Raisa.
It's the same mitzvah.
Same Mishan V'Necha. He says we have no trace, any place in Halacha that there's any preference to study Torah of Mitzvahs D'Raisa versus Torah Dinam D'Rabbanan and Hilchos Talmud Torah. Everybody's studying, everything is given the same chashivus, same focus, same priority. No one ever said we'll only learn Masechtos which deal with Mitzvahs D'Raisa. We're not going to learn Masechtos which deal with Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan. It's just not there. So therefore he says it's clear to him that it's a full 100% equal to studying Mitzvahs D'Raisa. It's a full Torah Shebal Peh D'Raisa. Dinam D'Rabbanan, a complete Torah Shebal Peh D'Raisa.
Did you explain why?
Now explain why. Right.
Because also part of that approach, you endorse that view that you learn D'Rabbanan, then you get a problem with the Rambam, that if you're over
at
the Rambam, it seems to apply
over at the Rambam. Yeah, that's right. We have to relate this. We have to relate it back to the Rambam and the Ramban. Yeah. I told you, we're starting from another angle. We'll put it all together. So now, we accept Rabbi Soloveitchik, because he's our Rav. Finished. So where he says, where do we know this from? He says, this is our Gemara right over here. He says, really, this is a discussion right here in the Sechta Shabbos of Gimel Amad Aleph. When the Gemara says, Vehechan Tzivanu. Rabbi Avi says, Melo Tassu. Rabbi Nachman says, Shalav Yechav Agelz Kanech Yom Lucham. The Gemara is discussing this question. Hechan Tzivanu. This is how the Rav reads the Gemara. Hechan Tzivanu.
before now, until now, when I read the word Hechem Tzivanu, I translated Tzivanu to mean, where did God command us to do this?
Chanukah.
Yeah, so Lotasum sounds like the Rambam. In the Chumash, God told me to do Chanukah. The Rav says it's not Pshat in the Gemara. Hechem Tzivanu. Where did God talk about mitzvahs to Rabbanon as being status as Torah Deraisa? Where do we find the concept, any trace of this incredible concept that dinim, which the rabbis created, have a status of Torah Shebal Peh Deraisa? Where is this to be found? Where is the source for this concept that dinim drabanan are considered Talmud Torah Deraisa? That's what the word Tzivanu means here. Not Tzivanu in the sense we have to do it. We don't have to do it. And the Torah never told me to light Chanukah candles. That's what the Rambam argued with the Bahag. You can't count it in the 613 mitzvahs Deraisa. Hashem never told Moshe Rabbeinu about Chanukah. Tzivanu means, where did he tell us to study the Torah of Chanukah? That's the Rav's pshat. That's the Rav's pshat. We'll see. We'll put it all together. We'll put it all out. Don't worry. See, not to the obligation to do, which is the simple reading. Where is this promulgated as Torah? Where was this formulated with the Shem of Chetza of Torah? Where to get the Chalosh Shem, Chetza, Torah Shebal Peh? Where the Torah is this given the status of Torah Shebal Peh? That's what Tzivanu means.
So what's given
the
status
of the Torah? They say, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. How do you translate the word Tziva in that Pasuk? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. What is the word Tziva? It doesn't mean obligation to do. Tziva means he promulgated, proclamated, proclaimed. Torah was proclaimed to us by Moshe, was promulgated. So the word Tziva has a different meaning, not just Tziva, I have to do something as an obligation to. Tziva means to proclaim the Tzavot, to charge, to charge, to give people a mission, the Tzavot. Where did God promulgate the mission of Torah? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So Hechem Tzivanu, where were we given this charge to study the Torah Shebal Peh of Chanukah? Where did Hashem Yisbarach give Torah Shebal Peh status to Dinim Derabanan? Where was it part of the Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe? Torah, Talmud Torah. So he says, Lo Tasu. And the other one says, Sha'ala v'icha v'yageitcha skeinecha v'yom l'loch is very clear. That's a pasuk about Talmud Torah. Sha'ala v'icha v'yageitcha. What does it mean? Sha'ala v'icha v'yageitcha.
That's your
body. No, discuss Torah! Sha'al! Ask the Sha'ala v'yageitcha. Here it hurts. Zekeinecha v'yom l'locha. Study Torah. This is the pasuk of Talmud Torah. It's not a pasuk to do things. It's a pasuk to study the Torah. Sha'al avicha v'yageitcha. Skeinecha v'yom alecha. Be busy with the matan of Torah. Spend your days asking questions and getting answers and trying to understand the Torah. And you have two sources. Your father, Mitzvah Hashem, he'll fulfill the mitzvah v'shinantam levonecha. And skeinecha, your rabbeim. Your Rebbe will teach you the Torah.
So where was it?
That's the second pasuk in the black and white clear pasuk, which states Talmud Torah is the charge, the mission of Klal Yisrael.
So where was it formulated to learn the Torah of God?
Okay, so he says that in this pasuk of Sha'al Avicha V'Yageitcha Skeinecha V'Yom Alach is the statement of Torah Shebal Peh concerning Dinim Drabanan. Because since it says Zekeinecha, the Zekeinim means Sanhedrin HaGadol, the greatest scholars of Israel, they create Dinim Drabanan. So zekein nechla b'yomu l'cha. When you discuss with your zekeinim, the demon of Hanukkah, of what they said, you are getting a halos shev of Torah shebal peh doraisa. That's what this pasuk says. This pasuk is the source for the concept of a halos of Torah shebal peh in the study of dinim d'rabbanan. Because it says, Sha'al avicha v'yageitcha, zekein necha v'yomer lecha. This, what did the zekeinim teach me? Dinim d'rabbanan. That's what they teach me.
It's
a pasuk in the Torah. This is a pasuk in Azinu.
Rabbi, the pashtus of, it says, Asher k'dishanu b'mitzvos of
the... Vitzivonu will soon see how you translate the bracha now. The bracha has a different translation. Okay. Yes.
The purpose of a pasuk isn't that the Rabbanan made decrees and then you came and talked to them about it. It's that you came and asked them about something. You didn't come and ask them about Hanukkah and they said, okay, now we're going to make a decree that you light Hanukkah candles. Sha'al avicha b'zekeinecha means you're coming to